Send a movie idea.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel a lot lower than you.
Mm.
Have you purposely put my chair lower for a power play?
It's a big power play. Yeah. I'm 10 feet higher than you.
It's weird when you do power plays with me because your main power play with me should just be me being weak.
Yeah, but it's not enough.
You've really got to kick me while I'm
down. Ramp it up. Crank it up to the gigawatts. Oh, let's do an episode of the Dream Factory.
Yeah?
Because it's going out tomorrow. All right, dreamers, welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many of your film ideas as we like, but only one film idea can be taken to the next stage, where it will replace ABBA after protests from pro-Europeans Bjarni, Bjorn, Annefrid and Agnetha as the walk-on music at the next Tory party conference. I'm Joel, a man who puts the tit in Chikatita, and across from me is John Harris, a man who claims to have never heard an ABBA song and is actually at the forefront of a growing group of conspiracy theorists trying to prove that the only Swedish music ever produced is yodeling.
True.
That's all it's ever done.
Fact.
Yes.
Come see my TED talk. Oh, it's a TEDx talk. It's TEDx.
Yeah,
TEDx.
You're trying to get onto the main TED circuit. Can anyone do a TEDx talk?
Yeah, I think we've
Because they kind of
this.
Say that anyone can do one, but not anyone can do one. I couldn't just turn up naked and do a TEDx talk, could I?
Why don't you try tomorrow and link to the episode of the Dream Factory that's going up.
Yeah.
As we've mentioned, this is fresh. This is fresh as anything, man.
Yeah.
We put it up and say, please check out my TEDx talk and see if TEDx retweet you.
They get involved.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
The audio of our TEDx talk.
What I'm saying, TEDx.
Yeah.
Look, I'm up for it. Give me a topic. I'll riff.
Yeah.
That's my TEDx talk.
We Dream Factory a TEDx talk and people suggest ideas and we do the presentation.
And then we go around, we do all events and podcasts in the style of the Dream Factory.
As much as I know that we hate a tangent here on the Dream Factory, you started with a new word there.
What was it?
All right, dreamers.
What do you think of it? I was going cash.
I like it.
All right, dreamers.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah, keep it up.
Okay. Well, if you liked it, let us know. Right, let's pitch some movies. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotty Teenager.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotty Teenager.
He's heard that vitamin D is going to clear up his acne, so he's moved to Florida.
Ah!
Yeah, but it doesn't work. And in fact, the hot heat wipes part of his memory.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh. And there's an elephant.
There's an elephant.
And a bed on a beach.
And a bed on a beach, yeah.
Bed on a beach.
There's a bed on a beach and Jim Carrey.
Bed on the beach is a really satisfying thing to say. We're going to...
Try it.
Yeah. I'm going to give you 2 seconds now just to say
wherever
out loud,
you are, wherever you are.
Just say bed on the beach.
Bed on the beach. Just turn to someone and say, don't say it as a question. That seems inappropriate.
Just say it as a statement.
Yeah,
no, that's more inappropriate.
Yeah, that is more inappropriate. Say it at your shoes.
Yeah.
Because people will think you're mad, but not potentially aggressive. And that's kind of our average listener.
How did that feel? Good? It felt good, right?
Felt pretty great, actually. Yeah. We all said it. But we cut the mic so you didn't hear, but we were really saying it. And the people watching us through the glass were saying it as well. All 5,000 of them.
I like the idea of I'm going to use an Americanism here, of a zit popping as visualised by Michael Gondry.
Nice.
Michel Gondry?
To his friends.
Monsieur Gondry.
Yeah.
To us.
Big Gons.
Big Gons. Yeah. Bed on the beach Gons. I like the idea. I just think he could do some really great stuff with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah,
satisfying to watch as well, and also have a big market. What about that zit doctor?
Well,
people go mad for that stuff, right?
How do you feel about that?
It's hypnotizing.
Do you?
Yeah.
Some of them are too big.
Some. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not watching, you know, like the 2 foot zits.
Yeah.
I'm not watching that where they like essentially hack them with a machete.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into that. But you know when it's like extreme close up of a blackhead? Oh, boy.
Really?
How deep are those roots? Is that a Bee Gees song?
I think so.
Yeah. But seriously, they really go into it.
Yeah.
I would like to have that done to me.
Yeah.
No. Mm. Do it to someone. Yes.
It could be like grooming, like apes grooming, like, and you do both.
Yeah.
Oh, what? So rather than like, so in Wittertainment, Mark Ermode's thing is he asks himself questions.
Yeah.
But you're just going to say it.
Ask me a question.
What are you going to have for lunch tomorrow?
Am I going to have macaroni and cheese? No. Am I going to have a sandwich? Yes. That's how I'm going to answer all questions.
Oh, great.
Because it's my thought process. And yeah. People want to hear more from me. Because at the moment, when you ask me a question, you're only getting 50%. Whereas, how about 100%? More content. I'm trying to find ways in my day-to-day life to eke out more content. Aren't we all? Essentially, we all are.
If there's one thing I can say about Joel is he has too much of a filter. I wish he had less of a filter between his brain and mouth.
remove any need for a filter. Just give him the full works. The butterfly chicken effect. That's from Laura. A girl always has butterfly chicken in Nando's. One day she changes. Fucking chaos reigns. And what's pinning the earth together is the fact that she always orders butterfly chicken in Nando's.
What about if Nando's remove it from the menu?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah?
Because Mr. Nando knows that he wants to destroy the world. Yeah. And, oh, we've all been suckered in all along. And, you know, there's been... What's in that sauce? We don't know. Alters your brain.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't know. That's another element of the story. Peri Peri is actually Portuguese for brain
control.
Mind control.
No,
which
way.
Is weird because it's the same word twice, but they mean it mean different things. Peri meaning mind and peri meaning control. And what you have to be careful,
yeah, yeah,
not to say them the wrong way around when you say it.
Yeah,
because that just means control mind. No one knows what that is.
Mind. No, I don't know what that is.
Anyway, that's just a couple of film ideas. Have you got one?
Yeah, what about...
Good.
What about this one from Alice? The Fox and the Hound of the Baskervilles.
Nice. Well, yeah. Sherlock gnomes.
Yeah.
They made a gnome Sherlock Holmes. Make a dog Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
So, because the Hound of the Baskervilles...
Sherlock Bones.
Yeah, that's been done. I bet we could Google...
Have we done it? If we've done it and we Google it, we'll never find out. But if someone else has done it and we Google it, maybe we'll see.
I just think of the 7 listeners we have, the fact that one of them hasn't started an extensive encyclopedia of the films we've pitched is a disgrace to you as a listener.
Yeah, there should be like an alternative IMDb.
Yeah,
for non-existent movies.
Well, in an old world in which we did talk about films, but you cannot find on the internet for love nor money.
Yeah.
Joel did come up with the Internet Monkey Database.
Yeah, well, I wanted to document every monkey that had ever been in a film, but I realised that that's too much effort. But if I ever become unemployed, that'll be my legacy.
Internet
Charting
Monkey Database.
Every monkey ever in a movie or TV.
I really cannot wait for it.
Or music videos.
Music videos too?
Yeah, why not?
Any visual medium, apart from YouTube, then
not
you're getting
pictures,
into real trouble.
Because I'll have to start subscribing to National Geographic.
Yeah, and I think YouTube, like people just...
And not documentaries.
Why? What?
Because that's ridiculous. What, I'm going to say 50 monkeys in Planet Earth.
Oh, so we're talking fictional apes.
I'm talking fictional apes played by real apes so I can chart their careers.
So...
Because there's going to be monkeys in Planet Earth that never bother to get any more work because the residuals on that, mate... They sell that worldwide, all over planet Earth.
Well, there was a story a while back about that. You know, there's that monkey that took a selfie.
Yeah.
And, you know, they did, like, I think it was, I'm going to say
that
Peter.
Monkey made that guy bankrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Monkey's a dick. That monkey took that guy to court. Can you believe that? That guy lost a lawsuit against the monkey.
Are we going to?
That is amazing.
Are we going to not explain the context
no.
around that?
No. Him and a monkey went to court, human court as well, so it wasn't monkey court where he might have, you know, stood more of a chance, and the monkey beat him in a court of law.
I just think that the jury were a little bit, you know...
Monkey fans.
Yeah, they were, yeah. No, and I think... So basically, it's hard to vote against...
A monkey
in a suit.
It's so hard
to
vote.
It was so cute.
And they knew that.
And he was defending himself.
The lawyers knew what they were doing. Put him in that suit. With his bum hanging out. It's cute, you know? It's just cute.
Why was his bum hanging out?
Because he's a baboon.
Oh.
It's a big reveal. He's in the dock in a suit. Everyone's like, oh, that's so cute. And then for the big laugh, when he comes out of the dock, they're like, ah, classic baboonery. And just fling some shit at the guy on the camera.
I quite like that film idea.
Yeah. Just, that's good. We didn't even, look at this. It just happens. It's like jazz. you got another one?
Yeah, sure. What about this one from Tim? Boba Fetta, bounty hunter chef.
Oh, I'm into it. Yeah.
Or Jango Fetta, his son.
Keeping Dad? The Fetta legacy going.
Yeah.
Dad.
Dad. Yeah,
Dad.
Yeah, it's Dad.
Yeah, because of the way that they're reversed.
He had some cool nifty gadgets, so I assume he's got some stuff that he can creme brulee.
The utensils. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time.
But the problem as is...
he can also use that carbonite Han Solo to create like a fun sort of Han Solo jelly dinner party.
That's fun. Really fun? Big.
Oh, yeah, big jelly. But he's got a lot of mates. It's all the other bounty hunters. Bosk, the other ones.
The problem with Boba Fett and...
Oh, don't start this.
Is that there's not really much character, apart from the fact it's a very cool outfit.
But imagine with a little chef hat on.
Oh,
that is good, isn't it?
That is good.
That's as much character development as you need.
Tim, I'm coming back round to this, actually. I'm really liking this. Is his work as a bounty hunter, which also, let's just say bounty hunter, there's something in that for food and bounty, but... Anyway, his work as a bounty hunter is drying up, but he's excellent at making Greek salads.
Perfect. That is perfect. Maybe he finds, while he's bounty hunting, he finds a planet where there's goat cheese, and it hasn't existed in the galaxy up until then.
Oh, so he brings it to the masses.
Yeah, big time. People and he becomes tattling. A celebrity chef.
He's like he's like the Heston of the Star Wars universe.
He actually, I've always thought that as well.
And he does the big jelly out of Han.
Yeah.
And the secret ingredient is there's a little bit of actual Han Solo in it.
Oh, which bit?
His big toe.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. It just gives it a savoury...
Your big toe is really important, isn't it?
I don't know.
Isn't that how all of your balance is?
What, your big toe?
Yeah. But then again, I heard that if you lose a thumb, sometimes they put the big toe there. Is that true or someone lied to me?
That sounds like a school lie. What if you lose a toe? Would they put their thumb there to?
No, they get someone else's big toe. Someone with two. That sounds like a lie, doesn't it? But I've kind of believed that my whole life, but never really said it out loud. If you lose a thumb, they put a big toe there.
But there's no.
But no one really loses a thumb. I'm going to lose my thumb tonight. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to lose my thumb.
The opening scene of this
film. And
I'll
go into hospital. I'll be like, it's fine. You can put my big toe there. Like, what are you talking about? You need that. I said, that's the only way you can balance.
Also, the big toe only has like one movable bit. It's not like, it doesn't have the
what
up
are you
and
about
down.
One movable bit?
It's not. Well, you're going to go all the way down to the knuckle of your foot. The
yeah,
knuckle
of
your foot.
The knuckle of your foot. Sounds like some sort of weird folk album. I'm gonna go all the way down to the knuckle of my foot. Yeah, of course. Where do you think I'm chopping it off? At the end of the nail? Have a little stubby little finger? Full knuckle, mate. What's the point? What's the point leaving a knuckle? What's a knuckle? Do you still have a knuckle if there's nothing attached to it?
Great question. Tweet us.
And I've noticed, by the way, I will do about two or three tweet us calls out every show. No one's ever tweeted us.
Tweet us.
Last week I asked for anything heavier than a magpie.
Bigger
than a magpie.
Heavier would have been easy. We'd have had hundreds of tweets.
Yeah, true.
It was bigger.
No one could think. Isn't that mad that none of our listeners could think of a single thing bigger than a magpie? Because since then I've thought of like three things. An albatross.
Yeah.
An eagle.
Yeah.
A car.
Good one, car.
When I said eagle,
yeah,
I meant one of the guys from the band The Eagles.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Sorry to jump back to foot thumb stuff, but we really need to sort this stuff out before we move on.
Yeah.
Because the listener's thinking the same as I'm thinking. How easy is it to unlock a phone with a big toe?
Big toe. Well, the good thing about the new 10XS is it has got big toe recognition. So they went fingerprint, face, what's next? The big toe.
When you do the thumb recognition on your phone, how many do you get to before you go, I'm not using my little finger to unlock my phone?
What do you mean?
I did three. Two thumbs and
mine
an
only
index.
Recognises one thumb.
Oh, really? Mm. I went, yeah, three. I was thinking I might go all 10 fingers.
All 10 fingers.
Imagine just using your ring finger at some point.
Well, imagine if someone saw you do that, though. That's right. Just a little doop. That, people would be freaked out by that, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You would. And then you sort of turn to them and go, bed on the beach.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What about this one from Jane? Twit her. Man, so the film Her,
yeah,
man falls in love with people screaming different opinions at him
with a Russian Twitter bot.
Yeah,
yeah, they get into a deep exchange. He doesn't realise it's a factory full of people in Moscow.
Well, you know, there's the old adage, which I'm sure is absolute nonsense, of treat them
mean.
If
you lose your thumb, sorry, no, go on.
Treat them mean, keep them keen.
Tweet them mean, keep tweet them keen.
That okay. is the. That's the tagline. Tweet them mean.
That's good.
Yeah. And so it's someone who really loves being verbally abused. So they fall in love with some sort of AI or some sort of like made up of all the Twitter hatred. Well, you know, this is... Didn't Google try and make a bot based on stuff said on Twitter? And it became like evil.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it became evil. And then Americans elected it as the president. That was weird, isn't it? I do remember that. That was really strange.
Yeah.
That's all Google's fault. Well, no one really talks about that now.
It was a social experiment.
No one ever heard of fucking President Trump before, like, 2 years ago. Donald Trump, who is that? I'd never heard of that guy. And then they've retroactively put into history all these examples of him.
Yeah. If Google wanted to retroactively change history, they could put enough evidence out
there. They could easily invent someone. That's terrifying.
We should do that. No, they should do
it. We should do it. How are we going to do it, mate? Well, yeah, we'll mention someone on the podcast enough. And eventually the whole world will believe they existed. Yeah, that's mad to think Google could do that. Google could invent, like... Google could probably, right, invent a prime minister from the 19th century, I reckon. Put enough evidence out there.
I've just realised our version of this could be... This is a reference from a long time ago, but our version is Bobbin and Weavin, the 90s rappers that we came up with.
Maybe we could team up with Google and make Bobbin and Weavin. We'll get a couple of session musicians.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Wouldn't that be amazing to do that?
Google, tweet us.
Yeah, let us know.
What about this one from Danny? Land of Hope and Gory. And she just says, Zombie Queen.
Very good. Has it been done?
Land of Hope and Gory.
No, a Zombie Queen. I don't think it has. Zombie Royal Family? No.
Well, you start with zombie corgis, right?
Do you? Is that where it begins? Patient Zero?
I think... So England is in lockdown because of a zombie epidemic.
Nightmare.
And Buckingham Palace, that's pretty easy to shut that down, right?
Yeah.
But the bodyguards have got to take the corgis out on the morning walk.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, one goes into a foresty bushy bit for a little bit of a wee.
Oh, no. What's it doing?
Gets bit by a zombie.
Oh no.
And they let it back into Buckingham Palace, not realising.
It gives the Queen a little nibble.
And well, I think it gives maybe, because I mean, we've got an hour and a half to pad out. I know we're however many episodes in and we've never even thought about the fact that we need more than 4 minutes worth of idea. But we've got an hour and a half to do. So I think the corgi then goes for a bodyguard who then goes for, like, you know, the maitre d' or the restaurant-y bit. I assume there's a restaurant in Buckingham Palace.
Yes.
Or a kitchen, as they probably call it. Yeah, and it just slowly escalates until... But I think maybe it does end with the Queen killing all the zombies. And maybe she doesn't become a zombie. I'm sorry,
that's
Danny.
That's good. Hits him with the scepter.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
good.
That's good. I like that.
That's badass.
And there's a bit where she, like...
What's a queenie thing she could say?
one is not amused.
Yeah, that's good. That's classic. That's a kind of Queenie thing to
say. Yeah, it feels a bit like that's what she would say if she was in like a scary movie film. I haven't had time to flesh out.
You've not met the Queen.
The joke. Maybe she does say that a lot.
Maybe she says that a lot, yeah. What do you do is what she always says. So maybe she could say that to her when she thinks she's meeting one in a lineup.
I would like in this film for there to be reference to the fact that, did you know that William and Harry call her Gary?
No.
Because one of them, when they were a baby or like a toddler, they couldn't say granny. So they'd say Gary instead.
Brilliant.
And so they just call her Gary.
They just call her Gary. That's really funny.
So we should, Gary's definitely involved. Maybe yeah. That's a, like a security code name.
Great.
And then there's a bit where she like puts a crown on a zombie and then pulls it really far down and it cuts its ears off and it blocks its vision for a bit and punches it.
Oh, that's really great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like this film.
It sounds good. We're pitching some really good stuff today.
And obviously...
We're spoiling you.
And maybe... How... Because I'll be honest with you, all roads of this kind lead to Danny Dyer having a supporting role.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is he a cabbie that breaks into Buckingham Palace to help save the day?
Perfect. Absolutely yeah. Perfect. Driving down the Mall, yeah. Smashing zombies out the way.
Yes.
He turns up in an armoured black cab that he's built.
Oh.
To survive the apocalypse.
Yeah, because because it is established earlier in the film that he is like a cabbie who's like a bit eccentric and his inside of his cab is full of Queen memorabilia.
Amazing.
He's a really big fan of the Queen.
And he just does that. He just does all the runs to the Mall.
Oh, this
from
is
from Charing Cross, Victoria, wherever.
I think this is the best film we've ever come up with.
Definitely. Just a quick one.
Yeah.
Parmageddon. It says, I don't know, Bruce Willis in Italy.
Parmageddon.
Good. Anyway, let's do our film ideas.
Oh, dear.
Do you want to go first? I'll go first. Who's going to go first?
Oh, God, who knows?
Tweet us. That's not how... It's not live radio, John. That's a little joke. I'm going to go first.
Great.
The Howard Brown affair. So, you know the Thomas Crown affair?
Yeah.
Where he nicks art?
Yeah.
This is Howard Brown from the Halifax adverts.
What's he nicking?
He's nicking from a bank vault.
No
one would suspect Howard Brown, would they? He can literally stroll into any branch of Halifax... And walk right down to the vault. I'm assuming all bank branches have a vault.
Yeah, yeah.
They must have something. A big safe. He's getting away with murder. It's the perfect crime.
He's getting away with murder as well.
He's doing some murders on the side.
Oh, no. So for those listening who, aren't a British person.
Sorry,
yeah,
he gives you extra.
he fronted a series of ad campaigns and he was a...
A series of very successful ad campaigns.
Yeah, and he's like famous for just being in bank adverts.
I would say if you're not from the UK, he's probably one of the top 10 most famous people in the UK. It's like the Beatles, the Queen, Howard Brown.
Yeah.
He's a national treasure.
Absolutely.
He's an icon. Anyway, so in this film, he's just stealing from all the Halifaxes. Do you reckon he still tours around?
The Halifaxes.
Little pep talks? Yeah.
Yeah. He goes in and tells them that he gives them extra.
He gives them extra, yeah.
So he was... The kind of point of those adverts was it was supposed to be real. And so he was genuinely an employee of that bank. Who starred? I swear that was the thing.
Wow, they stumbled upon an absolute goldmine there. How many people do you reckon they auditioned? That's the real film.
Yeah, because like
The real film is whoever came second is wearing a Howard Brown mask and committing atrocities.
That is brilliant.
There you go.
I'm all over that. Yes, and
getting pictured, snogging someone, you know, that kind of thing.
And what I was going to say is he is like doing all these things, and also. The stuff that he uses to break into these banks, like his Iron Man level equipment, and no one understands how he can afford it.
Mm.
Turns out he's being funded by RBS.
Oh, nightmare.
Yeah.
The guy, those guys at RBS, honestly, there's no depths they won't stoop to. I've had enough of it.
I feel like that's libel.
The Royal Bank of Shysters.
we feel equally about all banks.
All I feel, yeah, and that's no, feel no way at all. Have you ever actually thought about your opinion of a bank?
No
one has.
For the record, we stand entirely neutral in all banks.
You're not like saying to your mate, I went to Nationwide the other day, going, okay, Nationwide! No one's got an opinion on bank. How weird is that? Well, some people probably have if they've been like wronged or something.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, I've never heard an opinion on a bank. They just sort of exist, right? Yeah. It's like having an opinion on a Greggs.
You know, Joe, he's a Lloyd's wanker.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's always been a Lloyd's. Oh.
Embarrassing.
You are, yeah. Anyway, that's...
A world in which the bank that you bank at is like...
You're as loyal
teams.
As the football team. That would be absolutely sensational. Just walking around with a big Barclays scarf on. Getting into fights. I mean, banking ultras. That's great.
I really like that
What
idea.
Other things in your life could you be loyal to? That...
like your energy provider.
Yeah, good, good, good. EDF off, mate. That's what I'd say to someone. That's what I'd say to someone.
Are you EDF or are they EDF?
No, I'm British Gas. Cool. They're EDF. And then someone comes along from Power Gen.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck off, mate.
Some of the little indie hipster kind of London eco ones.
Yeah. Screw them, mate.
I think it would be easy to be mean about EDF because there is the natural neighbourhood rivalry between something like British Gas and...
I bet it goes off between the two of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know the way that bus drivers wave to each other when they drive past? Yeah. I bet when a British Gas and EDF van pass, it's proper wanker signs a lot. Oh, God. Do you reckon?
I'd love it so much.
You're at the interview process, British Gas. How much do you hate EDF? They're trying to sign someone from EDF.
I just like the idea of people in jobs taking their rivals way too seriously. I'm thinking like Burger King and McDonald's as well. Fuck off, you Big Mac wanker!
I used to work in Debenhams, and I don't really remember many street fights between the guys at House of Fraser and John Lewis, but it might have been going on. Maybe I wasn't senior enough.
I worked at Next. What's that, like M&S? No, M&S has too much.
Who's Next's closest rival? That's a tough
Dorothy
one.
Dorothy Perkins, Burton, something like that, maybe.
Yeah, big time, big time. Oh, you take out the guys at Burton.
He's idiots.
Yeah. Right. What's your idea?
My idea is First Man United.
What is it?
It's kind of like an opposite Space Jam.
Wayne Rooney
Jam.
On the Moon? Wayne Rooney.
Yeah. Wayne right, Rooney. Let's go. And he shows his bum at the end.
Yeah, good.
Because it's funny.
Yeah.
Like a baboon in court.
It's the crater you can see. What are you trying to say about Wayne Rooney? Wayne Rooney showing his bum like a baboon in court. A phrase at the start of this podcast, you didn't think we'd... And we've been on a journey to get there.
Yeah, so it's like a backwards Space Jam. So there are aliens on a planet...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That are threatening us in some way, so we have to send the whole of Manchester United Football Club there to take them on at their version of football. So there'll be some slightly different rules. I'm not sure what they'd be. And Bugs Bunny's there.
Of course he bloody is.
They're making another Space Jam, aren't they?
No.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
LeBron James is Guanji?
Yeah. Are you joking?
That's just from the meme, the song.
Oh, but LeBron James is in it.
Is this real?
Yeah, he's doing the Michael Jordan style. Well, no, he wouldn't be doing the same character because that was Michael Jordan.
He's playing Michael Jordan. I think he'd be annoyed about that.
That'd be so good.
A career of being compared to Michael Jordan and the end of your career is playing Michael Jordan. Can you imagine?
I'd really like that.
I'd respect him.
So that's my idea. Take it or leave it.
I'm going to take it.
Great.
Well, I think that's probably the end of the show, almost. John, if you had to pick a winner from everything that we've mentioned today, what would you go for?
Bed on a beach.
Bed on a beach. And we know it's the end of the show because there's a knock, knock, knock. At the studio door, and entering the studio to kind of and kick us out, John.
It's Boba Fetta with his life-size Han Solo jam. Jam? Jelly.
Who knows anymore? That was fun. We talked a million miles an hour during that.
I can't imagine. So, you know, some people listen to podcasts at double speed to get through more, which let's not get into that.
Yeah, perverts.
People are going to have to listen to this one half speed.
Yeah, and it'll sound like normal. And you'll get a good 40 minutes out of that.
Yeah, and they'll think, wow, that much content at that speed.
Yeah.
Unbelievable deal. For free. For free?
It's free.
Is this podcast free? Yes, it is.
Do I make any money from this?
No, I don't.
Would I like to? That's probably the end of the show. Let's see each other next week.
Yeah.
And record another podcast.
Yeah, let's do that.
In between, I'm going to eat some Mexican food.
Yeah.
Girlfriend's just announced she's got 50% off Oaxaca till the end
of
the month. 50% off Oaxaca till the end of the month.
What's she doing to get that?
Don't know, mate. Don't even care. Don't care. To be honest, whatever she wants. If she's coming home with 50% from Oaxaca, I'm not asking any questions.
I think she might be part of the London Mafia.
You reckon?
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing they're into. Mm. Discount codes.
I think if you walk in with her and they're like, you know, super serving her.
And she's got a big fedora on.
Yeah.
And like a white scarf.
I'd start questioning where she's getting these deals.
Not good. What am I? Her mole?
Yeah.
Yeah. Her gangster's mole.
You're a rat.
No, when I say mole, I mean like MOLL. That's what the mafia call their bit on the side.
Oh, I thought
not
you were
a mole.
Like
I'm not wearing a wire, mate.
No, I well.
What? How dare you?
Snitches get stitches.
How dare you? Does Mitch just get burritos?
Wow.
Hope so.
That's what it is. The police.
£3.88 for a steak burrito. Are you mad? I'm going there right now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about...
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.